I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations chief is trying to bring an end to the bloody violence plaguing Kenya. Insecurity has hampered ministry projects in the region. Living Water International's John Nadolski says their projects in Kenya and Rwanda have been shut down, but their greatest ministry is prayer.
When the people of Kenya are down on their knees, relying on Christ, asking people to pray, they are seeing and expecting God to respond. And our teams can minister to that and respond as a Christian brother. The people that I'm talking to haven't given up hope.
Next, Operation Bear Your Bookshelf has been going strong since 2006. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says it's a great way for Christians in North America to get involved with missions. Shipping rate increases last year threatened the program. However,
the Postal Service now has a large envelope that can be sent for $11, and it will hold one Bible and several tracts or small periodicals. And that's what we're using. And it's working very well. People are excited about it.
Go to our website to get involved. And a new film to be shown on American Public Television this month focuses on the life of William Wilberforce. World Evangelical Alliance is co-sponsoring the documentary called The Better Hour, The Legacy of William Wilberforce. It commemorates the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade. It's designed to bring believers and non-believers together to create better communities. To learn how you can host a community screening of the film, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your heart. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.